Did you ever write a letter to Santa Claus? Anybody here ever write a letter to Santa Claus? Any of you ever write a letter to God? Yeah. Well, one of the children's messages one time, we were talking with the kids about writing letters to Santa Claus and different things. So I asked them, I said, did you ever write a letter to God? And so the next couple times they came back, and they came back with a couple letters they wrote to God. So here's a couple of them. Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own room. It worked for me and my brother. And it's cool. And then another one said, dear God, I bet it is very hard for you to love everybody in the whole world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I could never do it. It's really cool. Yeah, I like that too. So, yeah, it's grade school. Yeah. And it's out of the mount. Art Linkletter made a fortune with, you know, the show that he did. Yeah. Yeah. Out of the mouth of the babe. But think about that, how God can love everybody. And it's amazing. If we ever had a fight with a brother or a sister, they can make us mad. That's for sure. But the lesson about the two brothers that we're going to talk about in the scripture this morning that Travis is going to read is called the prodigal son. And those two brothers were raised together in the same house. They had the same blessing, the same everything, but they became opposite and didn't like each other as it come to the end. But the father was an interesting fellow in that story. The father was patient. Even though the one son went wayward way, the other son stayed there and did everything. When the wayward son decided to come home, there was the father standing with open arms, welcoming his son back. And he said, and so the good brother was mad. You mean to tell me you're going to have a party for him after he went and squandered everything that you got? You're going to have a party for him, and here I've been faithful all these years and everything you wanted me to do, and I don't get nothing. But as it worked out, the father said, yeah, my son was once lost, that's for sure, but now he's home. And that's the way God the Father is. That's why if you write a letter to God, he's always there waiting for you, always there wanting to communicate with you and to show you his love, because he is the most patient father you have ever seen in your whole life. And I pray to Father God to say, I want patience too, and I want it now.